The next issue we're going to take up is brought down by the Meiri, where he further elucidates the Gemara, raises the issue as to when the person goes to the Shuk, Koren Lo Mezamnin, does he have to answer, not answer? We did that yesterday. Next question is, what are we talking about? When we say that he is Yotze, assuming that he does answer, whatever, that's not the point anymore. The point now is, what exactly is a Yotze? Are we talking only about Zimun? Or are we talking about Birkas HaMazon? Which is very interesting. Because until now, we hadn't even thought to make that kind of a distinction. We just assume it's one thing. Now, what do you mean by Zimun? And what do you mean by Birkas HaMazon? Let's just get it straight what we're talking about. If you say that you're just Yotze Zimun, what does that mean? What are you talking about? Just the fact. It's the bracha. Baruch Shachal Mashalov Uvtuvachinu. The additional bracha. The mezamein, the one who calls them together, calls on them, charges them to bless God. Mevarech shachal mashalov. That's what he says. Let us bless the one from whose food we have eaten. And everybody responds, Baruch shachal mashalov u'tuvach hayinu. That's the Birkas Zimun that we're talking about. And, of course, if there's 10, so then God's name is included. Elokeinu. It's a mentioning of God's name, which is excluded in the Zimun, which is less than 10. Then it's a reference to God, but it's not by mentioning God's name. It's blessed is the one from whose food we have eaten. That's Zimun. Birkas Zimun. Then you have Birkas HaMazon. So that's all we're talking about. Now, in other words, when the person leaves the group, and we call to him, and he answers. So now the Meiri is raising the question, is that viable? This idea that even though he's not here with us, he can participate with us, is that only with respect to Zimun? Or is it also with respect to the Birkas HaMazon? Because that the two go together. Generally speaking, the two will always go together. In the normal case, you'll have the Zimun and it'll be followed by Birkas HaMazon. So I wouldn't have thought to make that distinction. I would have assumed if you participate, it's for everything. But now the Meiri is raising that question, that it's not so simple. So he makes the point, the Meiri starts off by making the point that he's Yotze Zimun and Bracha. Bracha here is referring to Birkas HaMazon. And then he discusses the problem, though, what you might think would be the issue. And that is he introduces the bracha b'makom she'achal, that you have to make the Birkas HaMazon in the place where you ate. So now he's going to respond to that. So you see that that's an issue, that it's not so simple. And he gives his explanation that in a cryptic way, as we said, that the Chi of Zimun brings forth its power to here, to the place. Since he hears the voice of the Mavarech, and they're all drawn from their place after the Mavarech. It sounds a little bit cryptic. But whatever it sounds, he's trying to resolve this problem. He's trying to tell you that this is the real concept. So it's like he's there. He's resolving that. If you understand what he's saying, so it's always in his place. That's what he's trying to do. But then he mentions that there are others that disagree. And they hold that as far as Zimun is concerned, that is what we mean. That's not a problem. That doesn't require place. But Birkas HaMazon is something else. That requires place. And they don't accept this concept that they're drawn after the Mavarech. So that is the next issue that we have to take up. To make it clear, there's two things going on over here. One is the idea of being Yotze with somebody else's bracha, which that doesn't seem to be the problem. In order to do so, do I have to be with you? Do I have to be in the same room? Well, let's say you're making a bracha in here, and I'm outside. Not in the same place, because it's a building, it's a separate rishus. And I hear you, and you have me in mind, and I have in mind to be Yotze with you. That's the requirements all the time. It has to work both ways. So can I be Yotze? Seemed to be yes. That's not the standpoint of the problem. The standpoint of the problem is that in Birkas HaMazon, there's a requirement of the bracha b'mkomo, b'makom she'achal. I mean, that's the place. So that is the basis for the issue over here. So that you could say that the Kohen Lo Mezamnin. In terms of that, in terms of Shemei Ka'ona, it should not be a problem. But since you have an additional requirement, there's an additional factor, and that is that you have to be Yotzei Birkas HaMazon. Is that happening or is not happening? That's what we have to focus in on. Questions being raised with regard to the whole concept of B'makom. I think that for our purposes at this point in time, we could give a general answer. And I don't know that it's going to hinge on that in terms of the tom, the reason. Basically, the idea is that it's a kiyum and shevach, that when you make the bracha, the person has to be related to the phenomenon. For example, you have, how long can you make the bracha of Birkas HaMazon? So it's via chalta v'zavata, that the mechayev is svius, the fact that the person experiences a certain svius. So while he's in the state of svius, he's related to the phenomenon that God provides for us. So that, well, once that state passes, once the food is digested and he's no longer feeling the svius, so he can't make the bracha anymore. Oh, well, he ate God's food, etc. The answer is that he's got to be in a certain connection, a certain relationship. So the same is true over here, that it's a greater kiyum, that it's b'makom she'achal. Because when you eat, you're koveya makom, and that's part of the experience. So it's a greater shevach when he's more connected to the phenomenon by virtue of being in the place where he had the experience. So he's supposed to do it in that place. See, when the Meiri says that the koach hazimun, that the phenomenon of zimun, has the effect of drawing, everyone is drawn after the mevarich. It means that, as we've seen, there are two things in zimun. That's going to become very, very important. That there are two kiyumim in zimun. One, of course, is the birkas zimun itself. But there's more than that. It effectuates a change with regard to the Birkas HaMazon. And as we've seen, the proper way to do it is for one person to recite the Birkas HaMazon, and the others are Yosei through Shomei Ka'ona. But there are two different kinds of Shomei Ka'ona, two different situations of Shomei Ka'ona. One is an ordinary case where it's not a joint bracha. One person, that's the case of the Bur and the Talmud Chacham. One person knows how to make the bracha, one person doesn't. So then the Talmud Chacham makes the bracha, and the other person makes it his bracha, his Yotze bracha, via the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona. But it's not a joint bracha. It's a singular bracha, and the other person is utilizing it for his own purposes. In Zimun, you have to make use of the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona. Yeah, you're using the mechanism, but it's not the same thing. It's creating a new kind of a bracha, a joint bracha, a collective bracha. So that when a person is Yotze in the Zimun, Birkas HaMazon of Zimun, it's not because he used Shomei Ka'ona. It's really because that's his bracha. He's part of the group. But what relates him to the Chafetz Shel Bracha is the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona. The mechanism is necessary because he's not going to be Yotze simply because he's part of a group and the group is doing an activity which he's unrelated to. Then he's not part of the group for that activity. However, the actual Birkas HaMazon is a different Birkas HaMazon. It's a collective Birkas HaMazon as a result of Zimun. So that's what Zimun effectuates. Zimun effectuates the transition from being a yachid to being part of a group for the sake of Birkas HaMazon. Now, if that is the case, we have to deal with the question of b'makom. Now, there's a requirement that Birkas HaMazon should be recited in the place of Achila. So, if you have a Birkas HaMazon of a group, let me give it an analogy, by way of analogy. And I think I've used this in other contexts before. There is a difference between the Kiddush of Friday night and the Kiddush of Shabbos morning, with regard to the question of drinking the wine. Now, many people are in the habit of drinking the wine, even on Friday night, which is a good idea, because koshel bracha. But is it absolutely essential? Why do I say is it absolutely essential? Because the Kiddush has to be al hayayin. The Kiddush has to be recited over wine. So, and you're being, now one person is making Kiddush. You have a room full of people, one person is making Kiddush, he's drinking the cup of wine. Does everybody then have to drink the wine? One can ask, if you didn't drink the wine, if each person present didn't drink the wine, so then how is he Yosei Kiddush al hayayin?
Yes.
The answer is that each person does not have to drink wine, and they fulfill their obligation of Kiddush, because the Kiddush has to be al hayayin. The yayin is a qualification in the Cheftza shel Kiddush. So, in order for that to happen, it has to be said over wine, and somebody has to drink the wine. Someone should drink the wine. So let's assume that the one who makes the Kiddush drinks the wine. So then, once you have that phenomenon, now it's a Kiddush which is qualified as being a Kiddush al hayayin. And since you're Yotzei that Kiddush through the mechanism of Shemei Kahana, you're Yotzei. Just parenthetically, on Shabbos morning, you have to drink wine. Because Shabbos morning, the essence of the Kiddush is not, there's no Seder Dvarim. There's no bracha of Kiddush. There's Bori Priya Guffin. The Kiddush is the Birkas Hanen and a Bori Priya Guffin. So you have to drink wine. I know people recite a lot of psukim and all of that as a preamble, but that's not essential. If you didn't say those psukim, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't work.
You drink the wine for the sake of being Mekadosh the Yom through wine, Birkas Hanen, Yotze. That's why everybody present must drink wine. In the same way, one can say that the requirement of Birkas HaMazon, that the Birkas HaMazon has to be b'makom shachal. So since you have the phenomenon of Zimun, and he's part of the group as far as Zimun is concerned, so then he's Yotzei with the Birkas HaMazon, which is qualified as being b'makom shachal. It's a qualification in the Chafzah of Birkas HaMazon, but it's b'makom shachal. So he's Yotzei. That I think it means that he's Nimshach, he's drawn after the Mavar. If that's the case, so then I'm Mitzuraf. I'm part of this Birkas HaMazon. And then the question is this Birkas HaMazon from which I'm being Yotzei, is it qualified as being B'makom Shachal? And the answer would be yes. If on the other hand you say that it's more, it's not simply a qualification of the Chefetz Shel Bracha, but it's been in the Gavra, it's in the Kiyum HaGavra, that the Gavra who has a Kiyum of Birkas HaMazon, the Kiyum has to be B'makom Shachal, so then this won't help. And it's going to be essential that the Gavra himself be present. It's not a qualification of the Chesed. The Rambam brings down this case, as we've seen, Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel, in Brachos. So the Rambam's language is that the Shlosh Rachlo, V'yotza Echamim L'shuk, Korin Lo, Kidei Shiyachavim L'shmoa Ma'ashein Omrim. We call to him so that he should pay attention to hear what they're saying. Umazamnin alav, and we include him in the zimun, v'hu b'shuk, and he's in the shuk. V'yatza yidei chovaso, and he fulfills his obligation. U'chashiyachza alam komo, and when he returns to his place. So in the Kapach edition it says to his place. In the other edition, it says labeso. I'm not sure whether that word will make that much difference, but we'll see. But then the main point, however, is he says when he returns to his place, yivarach birkas hamazon liatzmo. He says birkas hamazon liatzmo for himself. To conclude, avalasar shachlu. But if you have 10, then eight v'yotze echman. And one of them left, ain't mezamin alav, You can't be mezamein. You can't include him in the zimun. Until he returns to his place of until he returns to the place with them. Now I can make a deduction already. Now I can come to a conclusion. I would say the term makomo is appropriate, is the correct one. And it's clear from the second part that he's talking about the place that he ate. Because in the second case, he's talking about 10 and one person left. And he's saying there, you can't include him in the zimun until he returns to his place, to the place. So now we know what the place is. The place is the place where the group ate. Thus, in part one, when he talks about, as far as Zeman is concerned, he doesn't have to. But for Birkas HaMazon, he's not Yotze. He has to, then he says, Ula Kishayachlum Komo, when he returns to his place, it's going to be the same place that we're talking about, the place where he ate. To understand the Rambam brings down two cases. Two cases where one person leaves, which the Gemara brings down to. The case of three and the case of Asara. So maybe, perhaps now it's time to understand the difference. In the case of three, so then Koren Lo Umezamen Olav works with regard to Zimun, but just with regard to Zimun. The next case is the case of Asara. This is how the Rambam Paskins, because we had the different opinions of the Gemara, but the Rambam Paskins, that with regard to 10, you need the person present with you, even for Zimun. Aval Asara she'achlu v'yotze echemen ein mezamnen olav at she'yachzor v'yeshev v'mkomo imoen. So, with regard to Zimun per se, is where the Rambam learns the distinction between 3 and 10. And I believe that if we can explain the difference between, because we're just talking about Zimun, so why should there be any difference between the two cases, I think that will help us understand the entire Rambam. By 10, as everybody brings down, it's because it's mentioning the shame. So it's akin to a Davar Shebekdusha. And that can only be said by 10. When you're talking about Asara, you're talking about Davar Shebekdusha. So it's akin to Minyan. I'm not saying it's exactly the same. It's not necessary at this point in time, but it's certainly akin. And thus, you're talking about an entity, a chefza, a group. When you, for example, Minyan, in order to have a Minyan, you can't have this idea of Koren Lo Umezamen, because you need a group of 10, and they have to be together in one place. They have to be Matsurah from Makamah, they have to be Matsurah, and that's part of the tzirf, is that they're all in one place. So that's clear that that's why the Zimun of Asara, which requires a Cheftza of Asara, it's not going to work. Because it's not just Tzirf. It's a Tzirf which creates a Cheftza of Asara. So that's not going to work. That's why the Rambam says that the Zimun, in order to have the Zimun of Asara, which is a different type of Zimun, which is already involved in Davar Shebekdusha, because you're mentioning God's name, so then you require, like a minion, let's put it that way. So then they have to be in one place. So Koren Lo Umezamen Lo is not going to work, even for Zimun. And therefore, the remaining nine people will do Zimun, but it'll be the Zimun of Shlosha. It'll be the Zimun of the... Obviously, in such a case, you have nine people who are left behind, and they could do Zimun, because you don't need 10 for Zimun. But you can't do the Zimun of 10. With regard to 3, it's a different phenomenon. It's not a chefz in the same sense. It means that they're mitzuraf. It's sufficient that they retain tziraf. So you have three people that are mitzuraf to each other for this purpose. They're tziraf for this purpose. To gadol Hashem iti. But that's different than a chefz shel asara. So that's why the Rambam holds that with regard to Zimun, where the essential phenomenon is a tziruf of 3, with regard to a kiyum of shevach, which is based upon Deos, Hosafa Shevach, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havugodol Elokeinu. So there you require tziruf, obviously, and that's why Korah Lom is Amen. As long as you have these factors, Shlosha Shachul Kiyachas, I mean, all these factors which create tziruf. So as long as he's in communication with them, it's a tziruf which fulfills the requirement of Kishem Hashem Ekro. He's still involved in Kishem Hashem Ekro. The next question that we have to deal with is, what is the Rambam's reason for differentiating between Zeman and Birkas HaMazon, even in the case of three? He says this concept of Korah Lom Mezamnen only works for Zeman, where it's applicable. Does not work for Birkas HaMazon. It has to do with what we've been discussing all along. That is to say that the Zeman is a group phenomenon. It's a Birkas HaMazon of Shlosha. In much the same way as the Shmon Esrei of the Tzibur, it's Birkas HaTzibur. It's a new phenomenon. For that, the Rambam says, a Birkas HaMazon of Shlosha requires that the three people be together. It's one group. It's one unit. You have to have a unit. The Tzibur is not enough. Tzibur is enough if the only issue is Shevach, that you're praising, we're responding. So you have three people. Their tziruf is enough. But in order to create the Birkas HaMazon of Shlosha, I'm taking a different approach. That for the Rambam, the problem is not that he's not from Komo because of a separate requirement that you have to be Yotzei Birkas HaMazon from Komo. No, I'm not saying that. That's why the Rambam doesn't bring up these issues. If the problem was simply a problem of the ordinary idea of Bimkomo, which applies even to a Yachid, whenever you're benching, you should bench Bimkomo. It's a key in Birkas HaMazon. And that is indeed the way the Meiri approached it. I'm saying that's not the way the Rambam is approaching it over here. For if that were the case, then we'd have a right to ask, but what about a case where he left Bishogeg? Because then it wouldn't be an absolute situation that he can't join with them, if that were the problem. No, the Rambam is saying that presence in the place is one of the conditions which is required for the Chefta Shel Bracha of Shlosha. It's now a Bracha Shel Shlosha. That's not what Zeman is, so you have two different phenomena going on. You have the Kiyum Birkas HaZeman, and part of the entire picture, obviously, when you're talking about Zeman, you're talking about two Kiyumim. You're talking about a Kiyum of Birkas HaZeman. Then you're talking about a Kiyum of what? Of joint bracha, which is a concept of what? Barov Am Hadras Melech. The source for benching together is really Barov Am Hadras Melech. The source of Zimun is Kishem Hashem Ekro. You see? Now, the way the Barov Am operates is that you're creating a new unit of Shlosha. You have a new unit of Shlosha, and it's a Pirkas HaMazon Shel Shlosha. And that's what the Birkas HaMazon is. So what the Rambam is saying is that if he's left the place, and Korin Lo Umazamnin. Now, the Rambam is not talking about him going back. He doesn't even raise that question. Because you could say, why not Korin Lo and tell him to come back? Because he has to be part of the Zeman and the Birkas HaMazon. That of course. I mean, that's not the issue. Apparently, he left. He left because he has to take care of something. Whatever. I mean, that you have to assume. Because if not, then simple point. Why doesn't he come back? He has to come back for Zeman. That apparently is not the issue. For whatever reason, he can't come back. That I think we have a right to assume. Because if he could come back, then let him come back, and there's no problem altogether. What do you have? Yeah, so clearly, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's a given that he should come back. But we're talking about a situation where he can't come back right now. He went for a certain reason, when he can't come back. So therefore, in that situation, Korin Lo, you call to him, Umezamen Olo. That's okay as far as Zeman is concerned. Because Zeman is a phenomenon of Shevach, where the Tziruf is a Tziruf which is measured in terms of the principle of Deos, Hosaf HaShevach, people praising God together. That does not require that you all be together in the same place. But apparently the Rambam held that the Birkas HaMazon of Zimun is different. The Birkas HaMazon requires that that they all be together. It's a chefta shel, you have a chefta shel shlosha. And then they have to be together in the same place. In other words, the reason why you can't have the Birkas HaMazon of three in the case of going to the Shuk is the same reason why you can't have the Zimun of Asara in the case where one went to the street. Because in both of those cases, you need physical presence in the same place. So that's why the Rambam says, but the Birkas HaMazon, not, cannot be Yotze. And when he returns to the place, he does it then. Because he should, he's not doing Birkas HaMazon now. He's not doing Birkas HaMazon now. He had to leave and he plans to come back. So Yachsalim Kama will do Birkas HaMazon. The Rambam, but the Rambam is not raising that issue, but what can he do it somewhere else? Because that's not the concern over here. That has nothing to do with the problem over here. So that's why the Rambam is not going to tell you, it depends whether it's Shogeg or Mezid. If he was learning like the Meiri, that the problem is a problem of a separate Kiyum of Bimkomo, so then we'd have an issue. Why didn't the Rambam give us a case where it's okay? Because he left B'Shogeg. But I'm saying that that's not. All the ideas that explain the Rambam are found in this halacha itself.